We're holding Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph on top. We just got finished that we said that there were 22 gevim, 22 cups on the menorah. So came up that the cheshbon was very good. V'tim nisar yetin dekanim ho'esim v'tarten, that there was 18 from the 6 kanim and 4 on the original, the first stem, and therefore it's 22. Now kaftorim nami echad osor, that we said that there were 11 knobs on the menorah. So it's good. Now, how do we have this cheshbin of 11 knobs? So, trei didei, there are 2 on the main stem. When it says kafterim, it means at least 2. Then, v'shisha de kanim, there are 6 on the kanim. In the 6 branches, each one had 1 knob on it. Then, v'kaftor, chatzari. And then there was another 3, where each branch branched off. There was another kaftor, another knob there. So the kids see you have 2 and 6 is 8, and 3 is 11. So that's how we know there were 11 knobs on the menorah. Ela prochim tisha menolim. How do we know there were 9 flowers, pictures of flowers on the menorah? So most of like this. Prochim, it says first word, prochim tredi day. There are 2 of its own. Then vishisha the kanim, each kan, each branch had 1. That's 6, and so far that's 8. Didn't have it, it's only 8. The question is, how do we know you had 9? Omer Shalman, Shalman says, the pasuk says, Ad yirecha yad pircha mikshehi. So it says another time in this pasuk, Ad pircha means another flower. That's the 9th one. That's how we know there were 9 aprochim on the menorah. Omer Rav says, Gevoye shel menorah tisha tfachim. He says, no, the menorah was only 9 tfachim tall. Before we had that, Shmuel said, it was 18 tefachim tall. And now Rav says, no, the menorah was only 9 tefachim tall. Seisvei Rav Simon Bachila Rav. He asked the question, it says, Evan Hoislef Ne Menorah. There was a stone in front of the menorah, Uvo Shloisha Milis, and on this stone there were like 3 steps to go up. Shaleh HaKrein Oimed. And on top of these 3 steps, that's where the crane stood. Omed to the Haneris, and he had to prepare, clean out the Haneris. But the question is, if the whole menorah was only 9 tefachim tall, so why did you have to have a stone there that the kohen has to stand on top? Sheep, if it's only 9 tefachim tall, he could reach it without standing on anything. So Amalei, Sarav said back, Amalei Simi, he said back to Talmud Simi, At, like, Ki Kamina, you know when I said that it's 9 tefachim tall, Misvas Kanem Ulamala, just meant to say where the branches branch off. From that and above it's 9. But then Enochami, he agrees to Shmuel, that altogether it was really 18 tefachim tall. Here the pasuk says, "V'haperech v'haneiros v'yamekachayim zovhu," that it was made from gold. And it says, "Miyachelus zov," means finished gold, special gold. In other words, it says, "V'haperech the flowers and v'haneiros the lamps v'yamekachayim," that's the tongues, made out of gold, and miyachelus zov. So the question is, my miyachelus zov, what does it mean to say finished gold? Some of Amravami says, Shmur says now, my miyachelus zov, what does it mean to say like finished gold? Amravami means, shekilose lechol zov, soger shel shloimei. It means that they used up all the gold of shloimei was used up. All of shloimei's fine gold was used up. Yomrab yudom arav, esse menervis osa shloimei. Shloimei melech made 10 different menervis. The cholachas viachas, every one of them, hevila elef kikar zov. He brought 1,000 kikar of zov. Vechnisu elef pomim lekur. And he put him 1,000 times into the furnace. Vehemidu al kikar. And it came down to be a pure gold, 1 kikar of gold. Every time he melted it down like, it became purer and purer. So Moshe says, any, it's not that way. Vechir, the pasuk says, vechol kli mashkem, Hamelach Shloimei Zov, the whole Kli Beis Yar Halavoinen, Zov Sogur, Ein Kesav Nechashis, Bimei Shloimei Lemuma. That silver meant nothing, Bimei Shloimei. Everything was made from gold, but I call upon him, you see, he has still had plenty of gold left, and before we're saying he used up all his gold, here it says, the whole Kli Mashk, even his cups he drank with, was made from gold. The whole Kli Beis Yar Halavoinen was all made out of gold. So my answer is, Zav Sogur Kraminan. That means before that he finished up all his fine gold. All the fine gold that he finished up. Tenechnami, Zohar that was not Sogar, that he still had. Now the Gemara asks the question, Michosa Kulihai, does it lose so much by refining it that we say now they put it back into the oven 1,000 times and it came down to 1 kikar? Is it true that every time it lost so much? For the Gemara of Atanya, we learned like this, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Maisa once happened, voice of Minerva's Beis Hamikdash, Yisera al Shalmaisha, Bedinazov, they once had the Minerva they were making on the Beis Hamikdash, had more than the Minerva that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and they had a Dinazov more. Bedinazov Kodikni, this type of a Dinazov, that's how much more this Minerva had than the measurement that they had for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did they do? They wanted to refine it, like to get, take it off. So v'chnisu peis pomim l'kur, they put it 80 times into the oven, into the furnace, and v'hemidoi al kikor, and they brought it down to the exact amount of a kikor. You see over here that putting it into the oven that much does not take away that much, only took away a little bit over here. So where it says, kivun the koi. So Rashi says, I mean, since it was already refined already so much by Shlomoi, now it can't be refined anymore. It takes much more now to take off. And then when it was fresh gold, every time you put it in, it makes it lose a lot of gold. But once it happened one time a long time ago, if you do it again later on, it would not take away that much. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yenisin, Mai Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Al ha-menorah ha-tahirah. You put the menorah tahirah, pure menorah. It means to say, she-yordo ma'isim im-mokim tahirah. That its ma'isim came down, in the mokim Torah, she says, means min ha-shamayim. His hera le-moshe, le-neged ha-menorah. They showed Moshe how to make the menorah. Elam miyatim was question, if so, al ha-shulchan ha-tor. When it says it put on the shulchan ha-tor, also means she-yordo ma'isim im-mokim Torah. Does it mean to say that it came down from the Mokim Tor? Avad the Shulchan didn't come down like Minas Shemayim. Ela rather Tor Mechlal Shu Tomei. When it says the Shulchan Tor, means to say that it could become Tomei. Rashi says means Kolona Kleimar Mekabel Tuma, that the Shulchan could be Mekabel Tuma. So maybe Yochinami Tora Mechlal Shu Tomeiya. Maybe by the Menorah also, all it means to say is Ha Menorah Tora means that the Menorah is called a Kli, that it could be Mekabel Tuma. The Gemara says no. Bishleim ha'osam k'di Rish Lakish. Bishleim by the Shulchan, the Chiddush is like Rish Lakish says. The Yomer Rish Lakish says, "My dichsev, what does the pasuk say? Ala Shulchan Tor, that the Shulchan now is Tor. Mechlal shutamei, mashma the Shulchan could be mekabel tuma. Kliyet ha'osu l'nachasu. Like Rish Lakish asks for a question. Rish Lakish shows no that the Shulchan is not mekabel tuma. Because the Shulchan is only a Kli 8, so Asur L'Nachas, it's only a flat Kli 8 that's meant just to put things on it, not to move it around, like Rashi says. L'Nachas, Shein HaMetalta, they don't move it around, Kli 8, Os L'Nachas, Shein HaMakabu Tumma, a regular Kli 8 that's only meant to leave in one place, it's not Makabu Tumma, because learn out the Dema Teshrotzim it has to be, you call Kli 8. And Masak is Metalta Molivarekon. There has to be something that you move around. Mashen can hear a Kliyat Lanacha that just leave alone. You don't move it around. The Guru should not be Makabatuma. There's Lokesh Azra for Kasha, so why is the Makabatuma over here? So the Teretz says that a Malama comes to teach us this Pasik, that the Pasik says, Al Shulchan HaTorah comes to teach us, Shemagbi Noisel Ola Regolim, that they used to pick up the Shulchan when the people used to come to Eber Regal. Umarim lel lechem upon him, they would show him the lechem upon him. The yomalem, they would tell to the people that are coming out to be on the regal, Ruchi baskum afrei amokim, look how dear you are to Hashem. And amachi baskim, what is the dear, what are we showing them by the lechem upon him? How does it show how dear we are, how choshub we are to Hashem? Kerev Shum ben Lakish, the yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kerev Yeshua ben Levi should be, the yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Neis Godol Nasal Lechem upon him. There was a tremendous nest that happened with the lechem that they put on the shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos. That Tiluka Kisidurei, the same way they took it off, that it was just as fresh as the way they put it on. Shneimer the pasuk says, Losum Lechem Cham B'Yom Lekochoi. At the same day they took it off, it was just as hot and just as fresh today. They took it off the next Shabbos as it was when they first put it in there. The kids have used to show this to the other regolim. So I call upon him, that's the Chiddush here, that really was like a shes for kasha. Why should the shulchan be mekabel tumah? I it's now only kliyot osla nachas. And the answer is no. Since they pick it up to show to the other regolim, it's called a regular kli that would be mekabel tumah. So that's what we need a Chiddush apostle when the apostle says al shulchan ator teach us mechlal that it could be mekabel tumah. And lohocha, but over here. Toira mechlal shitzmei pshita. The chur of the menorah, there's no chiddush just said that it could be mekabel tumah. The chur of pshita, kli matkas ninu. The menorah is made from metal. O kli matkas mekabel tumah. We know that a kli matkas is mekabel tumah. Achi yordu maiseh mi mokim toira. Elo, so what is supposed to come to teach us over here by the menorah al ha menorah ha toira? Here, like we said before, it's coming to teach us. Elo, she yordu maiseh mi mokim toira. Means to say, that it came down min ha-shemayim. Min ha-shemayim, they showed Moshe the dugma, how to make a menorah. Tani will learn like this. Tani Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudu Aymer. Oron shel eish, v'shuchan shel eish, o menorah shel eish, yodu min ha-shemayim. Mamisha, Oron was made from fire, v'shuchan from fire, the menorah made out of fire, came down min ha-shemayim. For all Moshe saw how it's supposed to look, v'yosek ha-moshem, and that's how Moshe knew how to make these things. Shneim the Pasuk says, u'rei v'yasei ketav nisam, Asher Atamara Bahar, the same way you saw it by Har, you saw it the Eish of the Shulchan, of the Menorah, of the Oren, that's the way you should make it. So Mori asks the question, if so, Elamiyat, if so, when the Pasuk says, V'yikamto es ha-Mishkan, al kimishpotoi, you should put up the Mishkan the way you're supposed to, Asher Reis Amar, the way you saw it by the Har. So the Chur here, Ahokinam, here also you want to tell me that it means to say that Hashem showed Moshe from the fire, that doesn't say. So Moshe says, it's different. Here it says, "Kimishpotoi," you must be just after lochas were given over, but not that Hashem had shown min hashemayim and eish how to make the kerushim. Mashenkin by the Oren over there, it says the word ketavnisam. Ketavnisam means its form. Mashma that Hashem showed Moshe the forms of the Oren, the shulchan, and the menorah. Now, Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, Chogo Kemin Psiko. He girded himself, put himself, Kemin Psiko, like a belt he put around him. Hoyu, Veherola Lamoshe, Maisa Menorah. And he was the one that showed Moshe Rabbeinu how to make the Menorah. Rashi says, Chogo Kemin Psikta means Eze Korach. Umnim, Shiroi Tumasim Locha. He had like a belt wrapped around him. And that's how he showed Moshe with that belt how to make the Menorah. You see, the Pasuk says, "V'zeh ma'isa menorah." This is the ma'isa of the menorah. Tana Devar Rabbi Shmuel, Shloisha Devarim, three things. Hoyikoshen Lo LaMoshe, was very hard for Moshe. Shehevul La Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'etzbot, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself had to show Moshe with his finger. V'yeluhayin, these are the three things. Menorah, that is hard to make the menorah for Rosh Chodesh. U'shrotzim, and the parasha of Shrotzim. We'll soon see what that means. Menorah, Dechsev, V'zeh ma'isa menorah. Rosh Chodesh, to tell when the new moon is out, to make Rosh Chodesh to Siv. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodoshim. That he had a show in Rashi says, Rosh Chodesh, B'shas Melod Levoina, when the new Levoina comes out, and the nearest, it's only, you can only see a little bit, and it's not Nikkur so much. So he had to be taught, how to teach Moshe, what to see the new Levoina. Shirotzim, Rashi says, Lehoye Maki Reza Tomi Veza Tor, he did not know to know, which sheretz is tor and which sheretz is tomei? The chesiv, the pasuk says, the Gemara says, "V'zeh lochem ha-tomei." These are what siddur tomei means. Hashem had to show it to him. V'yesherim, some say, "Af hilchashchit, even hilchashchit also." Rashi says, "Lohoyim meivin mechin him mugremis." Like from which part of the shchit you really start from? Where was considered a psul mugrem? That means too high up already. Shneim, the pasuk says, "V'zeh asher tasa al ha-mizbeach." This is what Shtu Ala Mizbeach, Mashma Hilcha Shchito, was hard to understand. Rashi says, the Asiya Satchila Zvicha, the Asiya, that's the beginning of the Zvicha, the Zeh Al Mehera Be'etzbo, he had to show him Be'etzbo how to make the Zvicha. Now it says in the Mishnah, Shtei Pashya Shebe Mezuzah Mak Vezu Ezu, Fi Afilu Tzav Echad Miyakvan. You have to have the two Pashyas of Shemar Vayim Shemar in the Mezuzah, and even one ice, if it's missing, it's possible. For the Mopshita of Adam, it's possible. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Om Rav Yud, Om Rav, Anitzuch El Lekutza Shoyud. The Chiddush says that when you write a Yud, the Kutzai means the top part of it has to bend over a little bit, come down. That's called Kutzai Shoyud. That's the way Taisus learns. Rashi says Kutzai Shoyud means Regal Yamina Shoyud. We know Yud has to have a right leg coming down. So that Chiddush also is if you don't have it, it's possible. For the Marvon Namib Sheet is also Poshit. And the Chodor Rashlan is very good. If you don't have a regal, the foot, to the Yud, it does not have the Tzurus of the Yud. So without the Tzurus of the Yud, about it's possible. El the Gemara says, L'kdidach Rav Yudah Omarav. It's for this Chiddush the Mishnah means to say. The Omar Rav Yudah Omarav, Kol Ois, any Ois that you write on a Mezuzah or Tefillin, on a Sefer Torah, Shein Gvil Mukav Lo, Meyah Baruch Haseo, that you do not have parchment surrounding it on all four sides, Tzula. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Afilu Ksavecha means, Afilu Alocha, of each ice, that has to be Mukav Gvil, you have to have blank parchment around every single ice. Otherwise it's possible. Omer Rashiyan Bar Nidboch, Mishmet Rav Yud, name of Rav Yehuda. What's going to be Nikov, Toicha Shal Hay? Let's say there's a dot, a hole, in the middle of the hay, so kosher, still it's kosher. Yerecha, let's say the hole is on the leg of the hay, that's where the hole is, then possible that it's no good. Rashi says, Toicha Shal Hay means regal shebefnim, the inside regal, that's called toichai. And yurecha means the right regal of the hay. There it's possible. Omer Abzer Zera says though, l'didi to me, miforshili minei de Rafuna. I was explained by Rafuna. For Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov said like this, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, l'didi miforshili minei de Rafuna. I was explaining this by Rabbi Yehuda, that nikav toichai shel hay kosher. That if the hole is on the toichai means inside the hay, or the Rashi says it means the left leg of the hay, still it's kosher. No matter how small that left leg is, still it's kosher. But yurecha, if the hole went through the right leg of the hay, then it depends. In nishtaya by kishira is ketana kosher. If there's still left over from the top part of the regal, which would look like a nice ketana, it's kosher. But the imlav posel of the nekev was mamish right on top of it, that was left over is not even the size of an ois katana, then it's possible. That's considered as if you don't have a regal to the hay, and without a regal of the hay, you'll be possible.